as you start making money, the more money you make, the first thing you should do is try to buy back your time. So
Ooh.
if you're spending all your time to make money, if you can buy it back to focus on more important things, you're going to be able to make more money.
Welcome to Money Vision U. In this podcast, we are passionate about teaching the financial class you should have had in high school so you can learn how to fast track your financial freedom. If you want to learn how to make, manage, and multiply your money and see opportunities the way the wealthy do, then you came to the right place. I'm your host, Stuart Berryhill. Money Vision U, class in session. Welcome to another episode of Money Vision U. Today we have Brent Burris on the podcast with us, who is 21 years old in college, but he makes videos over the NFL and is a YouTube content creator. He's about to hit 60,000 subscribers. That is awesome. So looking forward to diving into his story and how he got to where he is today. But with that being said, Brent, welcome to the podcast.
So I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun diving into your story. You're kind of the first content creator we've had on the podcast, I think. So, and then NFL. I'm always down to talk NFL, fantasy football. If anyone's watching or looking, viewing the podcast, you can know that Brent looks like he should be the host because he's got all the gear, all the camera, the nice live stream. He's got the Tom Brady jersey, Dak Prescott jersey in the back. Meanwhile, I got a white wall. You know, we're frugal over here at Money Vision U. One day we'll have some neon lights or something. But yeah, so it got into content creating, things like that. How long have you been doing this? I mean, you're still in college, so it's kind of a side hustle, I guess, right now. But how long have you been doing this? I mean, did you always have a tech side? I know you were always into sports growing up and things like that, but give us a little background on that.
Yeah. So in high school, I kind of probably around 16, 17 years old, I started looking into like making money and stuff. I never really jumped into anything fully because I was always too worried about sports. I was too busy with it. So around 16, 17, I looked into like drop shipping, maybe tried it a little bit, didn't really work out. So I kind of just gave up on it. And then as school went on and I got closer to my senior year, I started thinking about it a little bit more. So after baseball season, my senior year of high school, I started making YouTube videos. I saw some other people making them and I was like, I could probably make them too. But this time I was playing video games a lot. So I started trying to make video game YouTube videos.
There you go.
So I started off with MLB The Show, and I probably posted 20 or 30 videos, had like 200, 300 subscribers, something like that. Wasn't really doing anything. Uh-huh. Then I started making videos over 2K. I think it was NBA 2K22 at the time. I made probably 20 or 30 videos about that. Same thing, gained about 200, 300 subscribers on the same channel. So I was sitting at about 600 subscribers. Really wasn't doing anything. So I stopped doing that for a little while and I started going to college soon after that. But I still wanted to do something with YouTube. I just didn't know what it was. So I started seeing these people talk about if you find out how to hit the algorithm the right way, you make good thumbnails and you base the video around retention, you can make one video and make it blow up. And I'd never seen that happen before. So I was like, I got to find out how to do this. So I basically just started researching it for a couple months. And then kind of just got lucky. I found a guy that was making videos over the Cowboys and he had like 2,000 subscribers, but I saw he only had two videos posted and it was like 50 or 60,000 views. And I was like, I watched him. And I was like, I could do something like this. So I made a channel and I posted my first video about the Green Bay Packers and it got like 2,000 views. This was probably when this wasn't this football season, but the last football season. So like September, right when football season started last season. So I made that video. It got like 2,000 views, I think. And I was like, that's more than I've ever got on any video. So I was happy about it. Uh-huh. And the next video, I saw a lot of people posting about the 49ers and they're a really big market. So I decided to make a video about the 49ers. I made it, got like 20 something thousand views. And I was freaking out. Obviously I was at like 800 subscribers. So I was like 200 away from getting monetized. I didn't know how any of the money worked or anything like that. So I just kept making videos and I got better and better at it. And even looking back at those videos now, they're terrible compared to where they are now. But I thought I was making great videos and they were getting decent views. So I just kept making them. And then I made them throughout the season. I probably had 5,000 subscribers at the end of the season, which I thought was good. I made a little bit of money off of it, a couple thousand dollars probably. And then throughout the off season, I didn't really think I could make any videos because I didn't really understand much about it. So I made a few videos about like the draft and stuff. They did decent. So I made maybe $2,000 that summer from it. And then this last football season, I was putting everything into it. And I posted 5 or 6 times a week every single day. And then I figured out I could also post during the off season. So I'm still posting during the off season, this NFL season. I made a lot more money. And I made another channel. My first channel is called Football Logic, where I basically just break down teams in general. I have a second channel called Tape Analysis, where I actually go in and break down film of certain players, usually quarterbacks. And that one did pretty good. And so that combined with my income on the main channel. And then I also just recently made an NBA channel. I made the first video on it and that got 75,000 views. So,
oh my gosh, first NBA.
So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now.
Man, that's a cool story. So in high school, you were just kind of, you were busy with sports, so you couldn't dive full into it and things like that. You know, playing football, baseball, whatever it is, and so you're kind of side hustling it and things like that. But well, I'll say this: where'd you get the niche to want to create content? Because that's like, tech work. I know it's not super difficult, but I know my brain does not, have the capacity to do that very well. I'm not as artistic and things like that. So did you always just have that kind of desire to do something, along the artistic lines with creating content? Where did that come from?
I really don't know. It started off kind of as me wanting to make like kind of content like you did, because I see guys like Grant Cardone and, guys like Alex Hormozi and stuff like that post a lot of stuff about making money. And I've posted a little bit of that, but once I found the NFL thing, I knew that I was super interested in it. So I kind of just jumped on it. At first, obviously the gaming stuff, even though I didn't make any money from it, it's really what taught me how to edit and stuff. And that's the reason I was able to jump into the NFL stuff so fast. So even though I didn't make money from it, if it wouldn't have been for that, I would have never been able to do what I'm doing right now.
Well, that's one thing I was going to mention is you were digging roots the whole time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then something happened and the dude only had 2 videos and had 50,000 views on each. And who knows why he only did 2 videos. You're probably wondering the same thing, but you're like, I'll fill that void. But you had, then you had seen, oh, this can be successful. I know how to create the content. And then, I've played football and know how to break down film and all that different stuff. And, love watching football. And so then it just, man, in a couple months, you got to, a few thousand subscribers, and then one thing led to another. I mean, it just started to pile on top of each other. I mean, that's a pretty awesome story. And that happened pretty quickly, it seems like. I don't know if I would say pretty quickly, because, you started when you're 17 years old, things like that. And now you're 21. So it's been a process, but you stuck with it. And a lot of people don't stick with it. And that's why I always like to say to people, like, if you're going to try a business, commit to 3 years, because very often the profits don't necessarily start till the third year and things like that. And you really know what you're doing. Now you got almost 60,000 views and making money through creating content and talking about football on YouTube. I mean, living the dream, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, so you're just going to continue I guess with the NFL, it's nice because there's always content to do, because there's always another season. So
draft is coming up in like 3 weeks, so everybody's hyped for that, and videos still are able to get a lot of views. And then right after the draft, everyone wants to know how good the players they got were, so you can make content over that. And then as it gets closer and closer to football season, you can start talking about what the team looks like, what the coaching staff looks like going into the season. And the NFL just really never stops.
Right.
NBA kind of slows down a little bit more, but the good thing about the NBA is there's so many games that it lasts for so long. But in the offseason, the NBA, it's a little bit slower. But in the NFL, it's like year-round you can make content for it.
You're like Mel Kiper with your own ESPN.
Yeah.
Basically what it is. I mean, that's pretty cool. So, you're posting a video. How many videos did you say you were doing a week? And then how long does it take you to make the videos?
5 to 6 a week. So I started off editing them myself, and when I edited myself, I could probably only get out 3 or 4 a week, because I would have to record it, cut up the audio, and then go find the clips, put it over, and then cut up all the clips on top of it. And it would take 10 hours probably. And with college, I just couldn't do it all in one day. So I ended up hiring an editor. He lives in the United States in California, and he's in college right now. And I pay him $2,000 a month, and he edits all the videos for me. So I'll just, like, in the morning, I'll come in and I'll record a video. I'll cut it up and I'll send it over to him, and he'll edit it. And then he'll post it for me too that same day. So really it's turned into, like, for the main NFL channel, maybe 2-3 hours of work a day, and I can get out a video a day, which it gives me time to work on the other channels too.
That is really cool. Yeah. It's turned into a business, not just a solopreneurship type of thing.
Exactly.
One thing, you know, people talk about, oh, I got lucky and this happened and things like that. Well, yeah, sure. There may be an element of so-called luck to it, but you were working. I mean, luck doesn't happen to people who are sitting on the sidelines. You were getting in the game and you started getting educated on the thumbnails and the algorithms and all that. I mean, the business intricacies rather than just posting a video because it's fun. You know, it became a business for you, and now it's just growing. So, I mean, is this going to be the main gig, or is college going to, you know, what are you going to college for? Is that going to enhance this? You know, what's your next steps?
I mean, I'm going to college for business, but I probably won't use it for anything. I only have one semester left, so I might as well finish.
Sure.
If I was gonna use it for something, it'd probably be my uncle's a financial advisor, so I'd probably go into something like that.
Okay.
But right now, it's just stick with YouTube. I'm gonna start continuing to grow this channel that I'm doing right now, and then that NBA channel too, because should be able to double what I make.
So that's awesome, and I'm sure people can create a healthy content, healthy living off of creating YouTube content, and then they find things to sell and things like that. Why do you do different channels versus just one? Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, because most people that are there to watch the NFL videos are there to watch the NFL videos. So if I post an NBA video, they probably wouldn't click on it.
Okay.
And if your subscribers aren't clicking on it, they won't push the video out to more people.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. So separate them into NBA and NFL, two different things where people like those things. So your subscribers are coming back and clicking on it.
So it's a categorization type of thing that helps you, I guess, gain more traction, more subscribers and things like that.
Yeah.
And then also, exactly. Just a side note, when people always talk about, like, having multiple, this is my tidbit, people always talking about having multiple streams of income, like you need 5 streams of income. And I think people's natural thought is like, okay, I got to make it maybe from a day job, then I got a side hustle, and then maybe I have real estate, then I have the stock market, maybe it's credit card rewards, things like that. For me, what I've come to think is more advantageous is, sure, go for the 5 streams of income, but make it in the same category, like what you're doing. You've got YouTube, and now your streams of income are the football channel, the basketball channel, whatever other channels that you're trying to create and things like that. I mean, now, I mean, it's a science. It's not even just an art. It's a science. You know how to make something successful, and then you've got something powerful, which is a huge follower subscriber list already, where you can already launch things out to do that. But yeah, what are some business things that you've learned along the way? Because I mean, you're still young getting in this, but man, you've got some serious traction, and it seems like you hired an employee and maybe able to make a full-time living with this thing. I don't know how much money YouTube pays and things like that, but I mean, tell us some business things you've learned along the way.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing that I've learned is that that the upfront work takes the longest part, and you're probably not going to see anything come out of it at first. But once you put in the time and you figure out how to do something, if you lost everything, you could make it back the same the next day, if you know what I mean. So like if I lost all my channels today, in a week I would have a new channel making the same amount of money, because I could replicate the same videos over again. The only thing stopping me would be getting monetized. It's like it would take me a couple of days to get the subscribers, and then I'd have to send in the monetization, take a couple more days, and then I'd be right back where I was, because I know I can make a video blow up. Just like I made the NBA channel, the first video got 75,000 views because it's the same process over and over again. It took me 3 years to learn that process, but once I learned it, now I can replicate it over and over again.
Man, that is going to be clipped, because though you are dropping gems right there. People need to re-listen to that. One, yet it took the 3-year process to get to where you are. But then if you lost everything, you could get right back where you are. And that's what I always talk about with financial literacy. The biggest asset you can invest in is your knowledge. You know, I mean,
100%.
I forgot the show that it was, maybe Undercover Millionaire or something like that, where they take someone who's like a multimillionaire, like Grant Cardone, put him in some random business or make him start from scratch with another business, not use his name at all, just use his brain, his skills, his knowledge he's learned over the years, and boom, in a month, he learned how to make $1 million, or he made it into a $1 million business. And that is money vision. That's what we call money vision you, because you are learning to see opportunities the way that others don't, and see those wealth opportunities. And I mean, that's what it was. I mean, you saw the dude with the two Cowboys videos. Maybe he dropped the Cowboys videos because we always suck at the end. But that's a story for another time. He got depressed. He listened to Stephen A. Smith too much. But he, you know, you saw the opportunity. You're like, okay, I can make money off of that. And then now you're like NBA, and maybe the next thing's MLB. I don't know. I mean, that is some great intel right there that people need to clip. And because it's not all it's not get there's no such thing as a get rich quick scheme. You know, it just ain't gonna happen that way. But
No,
what are
it's
some other
not.
things that you've kind of learned through the process of you know, even just skills? I mean, now you have employees, so you're learning leadership, and think that you're given timelines, and give us some more intel on what you've learned.
I'd say the second biggest thing I've probably learned is as you start making money, the more money you make, the first thing you should do is try to buy back your time. So
Ooh.
if you're spending all your time to make money, if you can buy it back to focus on more important things, you're going to be able to make more money. That's what I've noticed a big I've been able to make way more money because I hired that employee. If I would have never hired him, I wouldn't have been able to make a second and third channel. I would have been stuck at an income range instead of hiring him, losing a little bit of income for a couple months just to go up to here instead of just stay stable in the middle right here.
Oh my God. Now you're making it really hard for me to choose which clip to put at the front end of this podcast, because those I'm posting both those to TikTok for sure, because those are both that is excellent advice. Buy your time back as quick as you can. If you're trying to be if someone's trying to live off a salary, or like a solopreneurship salary, you can only be so big. But as soon as you start hiring other people, you may be giving away for some of your money for a little bit, but you're buying back your time, and you're going to make yourself more money, because you can do more. And so, man, that is some great advice right there. And then, I mean, now you're going to get to the business phase and all that stuff. So, yeah, what's the next 5 years look like for your business, and then maybe what you're doing with that money from your business?
So first off, I plan on just continuing how I'm going. So I plan on hiring an employee for each channel that I create. So get a channel, build it up to where it's making enough money where I can hire an employee, and then do that again for probably three or four different sports. And then after that, all the money that I make, I want to try to invest it into something. Really, I want to do it into real estate, but I just haven't looked into real estate enough to be able to do it. And that's kind of why I reached out to you in the first place a long time ago, because I didn't know I don't have anywhere to put my money that I make.
Well, yeah, real estate can definitely be a good spot to put that, but also in just growing your business. You know, business is an asset class, and growing that is a great thing to be able to do. By the way, side question, how did you find your employee in California? Because you're in Texas. So how did you find your employee in California who's a college student over there? How did that go down?
So basically, there's sites like Fiverr and Upwork. Fiverr's a little bit more like cheaper, I would say. Not the greatest people on there. You'll find some pretty mediocre work, but Upwork, you can put like a little selection on there that US only, and you can go through people, or you can post a job application and people can apply for it. And probably 20 or 30 people applied for it when I posted it on Upwork.
Wow.
I found him, and then like I went through probably 10 different people trying them, testing them out, couldn't do it right, didn't like them, weren't very coachable. Next person, finally found him. He already knew a little bit about the NFL, kind of taught him. It took him probably a month or so to really get into where he could just produce them, and I didn't even have to look at him anymore. But
Wow.
now I can just send him to him. He finishes it, uploads it, and I know that it's exactly how I want it to be. So it makes
That
the
is
process
awesome.
so much easier.
That is awesome. And you learned something. You probably had no idea that you'd be interviewing people like 2 years ago. And here
No
you are
idea.
interviewing 10 people. And yeah, I mean, there's so much that goes with business. Yeah, you create the content and things like that to start, but then as you grow as a business, you know, you're learning the leadership, you're learning the interview process, and things like that. That is awesome. Yeah, that is a really cool story. Well, to close out here, what are just some final words of wisdom that you would have for the audience, even if it's nothing to do with, you know, content creation and things like that?
I would just say, everything you do takes time. Nothing comes in one day. There's a reason why most millionaires aren't 20 years old. Most of them are 40, 50, 60 years old. It's because it takes a long time to get good at something. Once you learn it, like I said, you can put it into practice and do it over and over again. It just takes a long time and a long time putting that effort in to get to that point. And that's the biggest thing that I've learned. So with everything I do, I know that it's going to take a couple years up front of me being consistent and doing it. And then I'll see the benefits of it later.
Yep. It's a skill you've created and learned over time, and no skill is learned overnight for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love what you're talking about. If it's still resonating in my head of, you know, if you lost your channels tomorrow, you know, you could get, you know, how you, that, I mean, obviously it would suck, but you know, you could get back.
Yeah. Like most people would probably think I'd be depressed that I lost my channel. I mean, like I'd be sad, like, man, I lost 60,000 subscribers, but I would know that I could get it back in a, I could get back going in a week. It would take me a while to get those subscribers back, but I can make the same amount of money that I was making before because I know I can replicate the same amount of views.
Yep. And that's why an analogy I use is if you took all the money in the world and then you distributed it back to every single person equally in the world, honestly, the same people end up being rich and the same people end up being poor. And it's 100%. Simply because those people know how to get wealthy. Becoming wealthy is a skill. You know, sure, there's some people that got, you know, parents' money and things like that, but a lot of them lose it, or they win the lottery or something like that, but a lot of them lose it because they don't have the financial literacy to learn to multiply and grow it. And so that's what you're saying there. And man, I love that. Great, great words of advice. And the final thing here, how can people follow you? How can people reach out? What is your YouTube channel? Give your social media spiel here.
Yeah, my Instagram is just Brent Burris. And then my YouTube, my main channel is Football Logic. My secondary channel is just called Tape Analysis. And then my third channel is Hoop Logic. Those are my three channels right now. That's it.
Love it. Love it. Well, go subscribe to those, especially if you like sports. I know, you know, I'm a basketball coach, so I'll have to show it to my team, get them to subscribe and watch the film and things like that. But yeah, thanks for coming on the podcast and look forward to keeping in touch and watching your business grow.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Money Vision U. If this is something that added value to you, then please subscribe, leave a review, and share. We are passionate about teaching financial literacy so you can learn to take control of your financial future. If you want to learn more, then follow us on social media platforms @MoneyVisionU. We look forward to catching you in the next class.